Our coach's insight continues here on KARE 93.7 as we transition to Oskaloosa basketball, now joined by girls head coach, that is Lindsay Newell. It is presented by Taylor Insurance and Barnett Family Funeral Home, Jeff County Crematory, coming off a loss to Jackson Heights on a Tuesday. Of course, Jackson Heights, one of the best teams in not only the league, but 2A as well. They're number 6 in Class 2A in the latest rankings. Obviously a very tough out each night in this league, but just going back particularly to that game on a Tuesday night, hosting Jackson Heights, just what were a few key takeaways from that game?
Our takeaways were we got to get on the offensive board. We only had one offensive rebound, which really hurt us, but you know, most of our shots come from the inside, so it's kind of tough to get that, but that was one of the key takeaways, and we can't speed up the game. We're not, obviously, Jackson Heights likes to run the ball, and we just didn't take him out of their game, which I know we'll probably see him again, maybe, so look forward to that and being a little bit more competitive and more aggressive.
Yeah, and at this point in the season, when we're coming down the home stretch, just a few weeks left and just a handful of games until we get into the sub-state rounds, where has this team made strides? You're obviously still, you know, searching and scrapping and trying to improve each day. You know, from late November, early December to where we are right now in early February, you know, what are a few key differences that you see with this team?
You know, the differences is their complete understanding of the game has greatly improved. They're a young team and not a lot of basketball experience, so I'm just trying to create their basketball IQ a little bit better, and I think they've come a long ways. Even their shots have come up better. Our defense have gotten better every game. And, you know, we're going to try some things new this on the home stretch and maybe give some surprises to some teams of things that they haven't seen on game footage.
And you'll get more Hill coming up, another go-around on Friday night. And, you know, you saw him back in December, which seems like a super long time ago. But that was just a seven-point game. More Hill won at 37-30, so right there had an opportunity. What do you expect for this second go-around? Both teams, I would think, a little bit different now compared to December, but what's kind of the expectations and keys to the game this week?
You know, we're going to put a lot of ball pressure on them. That's what we're going to try to do and make forced turnovers. And we're actually going to try to push the ball a little bit faster against them. I think we have more speed, so I think that, you know, if we can just capitalize on that and keep our turnovers to a minimum, I think it'll be a good game.
That is Lindsay Newell, Oskaloosa girls basketball coach, joining us, and our conversation with the coach always presented by Taylor Insurance and Barnett Family Funeral Home, Jeff County Crematory. Team coming off a loss to Jackson Heights on Tuesday. They're back at home on Friday, hosting Moore Hill Mounts Academy, another Northeast Kansas League showdown. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will do it again next week.
All right, thanks.